Good morning. You are listening to Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I am here in the studio today with Charlie Woodcock, the Executive Director at Youth Advocates of Sitka. And on the phone is Helen Struthers, a licensed clinical social worker and clinician trainer and child consultant at the Child Trauma Center based in Anchorage. And we're going to talk a little bit today about a two-day training happening at Youth Advocates of Sitka on working with youth who have experienced trauma. This training is free, though registration is required. The training will be held at University of Alaska Southeast in room 106 on May 30th and 31st from 8:30 to 5 p.m. Charlie, would you mind starting off by talking a little bit about why you are bringing this training to Sitka?
Actually, stationed at the clinic. Also, we have residential component. We have what we call Hanson House, which is a level 2 residential program for youth from the age of 10 to 18. We also have a TFC program, a therapeutic foster care program. We have currently seven resource parents, and we provide therapeutic foster care in a home setting with them. We're actually very interested in expanding our services with a TFC program. We're very interested in getting new families, especially families that are interested in younger children. So that's a big interest for the agency in the next calendar fiscal year. We also have an employment program. We will be opening our smoothie truck Monday downtown. So we'll have a couple kids working that, and that's a very exciting program, as well as our employment program. We also place other youth in other businesses. We partner with other businesses in town. We also provide a drop-in center for youth, and it's all youth in the community from the age of 14 to 21. They're more than welcome to come to the drop-in center, and we actually have skill trainers, staff that's actually assigned there, and they will provide interventions during the time frames that the youth are there, and it's very non-direct interventions. Also, we have the non-secure program. When a youth is detained in town, we don't have a detention center. We have an on-call system, and one of our staff members that's on call will come and stay with them in the jail till actually what kind of interventions may be developed for them. So they may fly out or they may be released back to their parents. So we provide a very large array of services to the community.
And for folks who have been listening, I want to quickly apologize. There were some issues with the mic levels. So if you are just tuning in, I am speaking with Charlie Woodcock, the Executive Director at Youth Advocates of Sitka, and we are talking about a two-day training that is held through Youth Advocates of Sitka on working with youth who have experienced trauma. It is going to be run by Helen Struthers, who is a licensed clinical social worker and clinician trainer and child consultant at the Child Trauma Center. And Charlie, I apologize, I'm going to make you repeat yourself,
okay.
But we were speaking a little earlier about why this child-focused training is needed in Sitka because the services right now are currently more geared towards teenagers. Is that, am I understanding that correctly?
Yes, for YS, Youth Advocates. What we have is an increased need for residential and TFC therapeutic foster care for youth under the age of 12 in the state of Alaska. And we are very interested as an agency is to develop the skills and the resources to provide those services. So this is one of our first steps in training our staff and resource parents in a way that we can really mold our interventions toward more younger youth in our services. And then secondary, one of the reasons is I thought it was a good opportunity for the providers in the community to be exposed to this training. So we actually applied for it and we got the grant for it a couple months ago. So I'm really excited about it.
And this is going to be a two-part training. The first part is what's beneath the behavior. And the second is an ARC-focused training, attachment, self-regulation, and competency. And What kinds of skills are these trainings going to provide providers?
Yeah, the first component of the training, the first part, will be a more layman's approach, looking at the behaviors and how to really deal with it. It will not be so clinically based. It will be focused more on direct skills and interventions that will help with behaviors in reference to younger children. The second part will be more focused on the clinical aspects of providing the evidence-based interventions. So it will be a little bit more boring, I guess, you know, but the reality is it will install the tools for providers to address those certain needs for youth dealing in a trauma-informed way.
And I think we are out of time for now. Charlie, thank you so much for being here with me and for bearing with some of these technical issues.
Well, that's okay. Thank you very much.
And I just spoke with Charlie Woodcock, Executive Director of Youth Advocates of Sitka. And we spoke about a two-day training that is happening through Youth Advocates of Sitka on working with youth who have experienced trauma. The training is free, the registration is required, and the training will be held at the University of Alaska Southeast, room 106, on May 30th and 31st from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.